again. Won't you rain in me again?
You can have a seat. We'll have this morning's announcements.
Oh my. That was all sorts of wrong.
Good morning, church. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday School for ages 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. Our next youth group is meeting on Wednesday, May the 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the church. We are trying to update our church directory, so if you are newer to the church and would like your name on the new directory or your information has changed, please fill out a form at the Welcome Center. We are beginning to prepare for our Children's Summer Jam program, which runs from August 12th to the 16th, and would love it if you would like to be involved. Registrants are out. 17 applications came in this week already. Yay. We have a sign-up sheet for both youth and adult helpers. We will be having baptisms as part of our Sunday service on May the 26th. If you have any questions, please contact the church office. If you'd like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. Thank you.
All right, let's stand and sing some more.
Love that won't relent.
God. There is no other God who can save. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There is no other God who can save. There is no one like our God.
You've called me your own.
The kids are dismissed to Sunday school, and you can turn and greet each other.
Good morning. We're going to use Titus to guide our prayers this morning. Let's pray. In adoration in Titus 2, 11 to 13, Paul writes, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to the wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed." We express our devotion to God this morning as people who are continually experiencing His grace and look with hope to the day of when the glory of Jesus is finally revealed. Come, let us adore Him. Confession, Titus 3, verse 1 and 2. Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. It's so easy to be critical of those over us, argumentative with those we live with, or harsh and proud toward others. Let us confess the times this week when this is how we've acted. And then ask God to help us follow the humble, submissive example of Jesus. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, Paul writes, Titus 1, verse 1 to 2. I've been sent to preach faith to those God has chosen and to teach them to know the truth that shows them how to live godly lives. This truth, God gives them confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began. We are a people who have been chosen. We have the truth of the words in the Bible that give us confidence of eternal life. Let us be thankful for this wonderful relationship that we can have with God. Thank you, God, for the rain, for our daily bread, for hope that goes beyond the grave. Supplication, Titus 3, 4 to 6. But when God our Savior revealed His kindness and love, He saved us not because of the righteous things that we've done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out His Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. We come this morning because of His kindness, His love, His mercy, bringing our request before Him. But His Spirit so generously poured into our lives, we pray with confidence that He listens to us and renews us and restores us. We pray for Isaac and Corrine and their family, for Faith's family, for Tara and James, Sharek and Jamin, for Kelly and Jocelyn, for David, for Judith and Danny, Rowena and Landon, for Brian, Matthew and Trina, Cynthia and Jill, for Roman and Lori, for Shannon and Cam, for Lou and Harold, for Gloria and Jerry, Evelyn and Leona, and then some of the places around the world, St. Lucia, Somalia, Israel, Gaza, Lebanon, Ukraine, Iran, Sudan, Haiti, Cameroon, and then Canada, United States. God, we pray for healing in our own land. We give you all the unspoken requests, the things that are beyond us, the things that we want to invite you into. Come and have your will and way within our hearts. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Today's reading is Romans 12, 9 to 21. Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God, for the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Amen.